Check, check. Hello, check. A little bit more. Check, check, check. Yeah, I think that's pretty good. And a bunch more of the guitar. Check it again. I can use more mando in my mouth. Even more. Monitor one, turn it up, crank it up. Monitor one, bring it up in general, I guess. How we doing? Just gonna plug it back in. Getting it now.
is only a test. This is only a test. Had this been real music. Ashokan's amazing, wonderful, collaborative, positive, and fun new executive director, Gina Gould.
This is a real resume builder for me. Welcome to the Ashokan Center. This has been a wonderful day for all of you. And in case you guys don't know, the reason why you're here, other than to enjoy some fabulous music, is to ensure that the children continue to come here from September to June to learn about environmental education. So we've had about 10,000 kids from the tri-state area. We're working up to 20,000. And so your tickets, you buying beer, you buying food is just helping those scholarships for the kids. And we really appreciate it. So like us on Facebook. Sign up for our mailing list, and we'll keep you coming. Thank you.
Thank you, Gina.
We have loved working on the Hoop with Gina and the entire Ashokan staff. We're so grateful to be here. We're so grateful to the incredible sound crew that have been working incredible hours. And most of all, right now, I want to thank our next performer for coming here and everybody for jumping up with him. You guys are going to have a great time. He's amazing. He's family. And we're really grateful he's here. So put your hands together for David Bromberg.
Yes, and here I am again, right where I know I should be. I've been caught inside this trap too many times. I must have said these words and walked these steps about a million times before. And I feel like I know everybody's mind. You got a mind of your own, why don't you use it? Do you know your way home or did you lose it? You knew right where you were going when you walked up to the door. And any time you want to leave, you can go. Give me a little guitar up here if you can. How come I always get in trouble just when I'm trying to be so good? By now I really should know right from wrong. It's just I always seem to find myself around this neighborhood. And I always seem to stay here all night long. Got a mind of your own, why don't you use it? You know your way home, or did you lose it? You knew right where you were going when you walked up to the door. And any time you want to leave, you get up and go.
Thank you.
sitting from your view to my right, from my view to my left, is Peter Eklund, who I've had the pleasure of playing with for more than 40 years, I think. And I think one of the first times I may have heard him play with Maria Muldaur. And she, at that time, she wasn't married. She was called, her maiden name was D'Amato, Maria D'Amato. We used to call her Maria Tomato because she was. And I remember her singing this tune. I'll be back some old day. I'm going to join them. I'll be back some old day. I'm gonna chime on. Thank you. your trouble. I always pay your fine when you're in trouble. I always pay your fine when I'm in trouble. You don't pay me. I'll be back some old day. I'm going to join my. I'll be back some old day. I'm going to join my. I'll be back some old day. Lyndon Hardy just rebuilt. It's a great 12 string. She was kind enough to let me play it. This is a song about illegal drugs.
Uh-oh.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's an old one, though. So you're allowed. It's actually about a dangerous drug. It's called the cocaine blues.
Yeah.
And it's the only song about cocaine I've ever heard. It sounds like the guy was using it when he wrote it. Just any damn thing that she can steal. I call my You know the doctor says she can't sniff no more. I say, run here, doctor, ringing the bell. There's women in the alley. Boys, I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. Feel sad. Now what in the world has anybody got to do with a furniture man? If you got no dough to put up a show, he'll take anything he can. Well, he'll take anything from an ugly plant, a skillet to a frying pan. Now boys, if there ever was a devil without any horns, he must have been a furniture man. I'm a corrupt. No more. I said, cocaine for horses, not for men. He says he's gonna kill me, but he don't say when. I'm simply wild about that good cocaine. Oh, child. Sharon. In that song, it talks about the band playing a tune called the Main Street Moan. So I figured I ought to write a song called the Main Street Moan. So I think that would be a good one for us to play. You know it as soon as you hear it. We don't want this to be too slick. We're trying to get the act ready for Vegas. Can you give me a little more of this guitar if you can?
Give me some more guitar.
Hey. Because I think I see a good man headed straight for your back door. Hey, honey, don't you cry no more. I think I see a good man headed straight for your back door. Pull up your window. Girl, pull down those window shades. Put some coffee on the binder. Baby, is your bed fresh made? Whoa, I got more time than I can use. I just been sitting on your back porch, singing these old lonesome blues. Hey, honey, don't you cry no more. Because I think I see a good man headed straight for your back door. Straight for your back door. those stars now. Oh, just tell me, did you miss me? Honey, then just show me how. Oh, no. Come on, let me in. I got a pocket full of funnies, baby, just to show you where I've been. See a good man headed straight for your back door. Hey, honey, don't you cry no more. Because I think I see a good man headed straight for your back door. What's the matter with my line? I got to talk to that fine girl of mine. You know I'm wild about my love. I've got to have my fun. If you want to be a girl of mine, you better bring it with you when you come. Send for the doctor. Get the chief of police. Women around here just won't give me no peace. You know how I'm wild about my love. I got to hear my fun. You won't be a girl of mine. You'd
Somebody tunes. That's what I grew up on. That was it, you know. That was my lullabies late at night when I couldn't get the, when I couldn't get what was that station from Wheeling, West Virginia? WWVA. That's right. Late at night, sometimes I could get it. I hope I don't get in trouble playing this one. Gets to me. Because at one time in my life I had that kind of love. I really did. I was so lucky and I was so stupid. I had the kind of love that men will swim oceans for, climb mountains for, write poetry for, go to the drugstore, buy feminine products. Don't laugh. That's real love, because you swallow your pride. No, I really had it. I had the good, the pure drop, the right kind of love. And like the song says, God, here I am talking about all this. Like the song says, I used to stay out late each night. I'm a musician. That's what we do. We stay out late. And she understood this. She really did, thank goodness. She understood it. And she never complained about it. So I'd stay out real late, you know. And since she never said anything, I might stay out all night. She never complained. I might be gone for a couple days and she would never say a word. Never complain. I was so stupid. I must have had this idea that love was like a bus stop. You know, I can let this one go by and there'll be another one coming along in 15 minutes. The children, it don't work like that. I remember that I woke up one morning. No, wait a minute. Tell the truth and shame the devil. I woke up one afternoon. And she was standing at the foot of the bed with the shirt that I'd worn the night before. And she was showing it to me. It was a white shirt. And it had lipstick on it. Wasn't her shade.
Oh, shit.
And she said, do me like this? And I said, you don't own me. Yes, I did. Is there anybody else here who ever said or had said to them, you don't own me, anybody?
Yes.
Oh, I got a witness right down front.
Shalom.
That is some dumb shit that you don't own me, Shalom. But you know, she didn't cry, she didn't argue, she didn't yell, she didn't make a scene. She didn't say but one single word. She said one word. She looked at me, she said, right. And that's all she said. That's all she ever said about it. It wasn't all she did. She went right to the closet and she got out those 3-inch spike stiletto heels. Women know what they call those things. Most men don't know. Is there a woman here who knows what those are called? Raise your hand high. Thank you. Would you real loud say what those things are called for me? Fuck me pumps, that's what they're called. Actually, I've heard them called knock me over and fuck me pumps. And brothers, you see a woman putting those on, she better be planning to go out with you is all I can say. But that woman wasn't planning to go out with me, you know. That wasn't it. That wasn't everything. She went to the drawer, she got out this beautiful see-through blouse she used to wear so beautifully. Went to the closet and got out that little tiny mini skirt, you know, looked like a wide belt, you know what I'm talking about? And she went out and hit the clubs. I couldn't say shit. I couldn't say a damn word. It was awful. I mean, really. I hope that there's not another man here who's ever found himself in the terrible situation of being out in some club, you know, and you work in a room, and the best looking woman there is more or less your old lady, and she working it too. That ain't no fun. And I couldn't say shit. I couldn't say a word. Sorry. Well, I'd stay out late, she'd stay out later, and I'd stay out later, and she'd stay out later, and it got silly. But I think she learned, she realized a couple of things. She realized two things. First thing she realized was that she could get men a whole lot easier than I could get women. That was the first thing she realized. The second thing she realized was that she didn't need my sorry ass in that apartment for any reason underneath God's blue sky. And I come home one morning and find everything I own in brown supermarket paper bags outside the door. New locks. She ain't coming no matter how hard I knock. She ain't answering my phone call. So long, sucker. Goodbye. There ain't nothing I won't do for you. to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it home to me. Bring it home to me, baby. Bring it home. I'll forever be your slave. See if she's in the crowd. I do it every damn time. It was easy. She would not come here for friends. It would have to be some fancy nightclub, you know, or some big auditorium or something. If she's ever at a show that I'm doing and any of you happen to be there, please send word to me backstage that she's there, and I'll tell you how to recognize her. It'd be easy. You will see a drop-dead gorgeous woman, and Lord knows there are plenty of beautiful women here tonight. I mean, I'm not blonde. There's some gorgeous women. But I'm saying you'll see a stunningly beautiful woman dressed to the nines. I mean, she will come dressed, you know. And she won't be wearing no Indian bedspread or none of that, you know. She'll be looking good, and she won't come alone. She'll come with some guy. She'll make him, you know, he'll probably have on a shark skin suit, one of those shiny, right? You know, some shiny suit, and a white shirt, and a tie. I mean, one of those big, no-neck guys, you know what I mean? Look like Jose Canseco, you know what I'm talking about? She'll be with one of those guys. And they'll sit right there, right directly in front of me, and talk through every song I sing. She'll be poking all the people around and saying, look at that fool up there begging for what I'm sitting on. I know. She'll do that. But you have to understand, I don't fear that. I want her to come, and I want her to hear me sing this song. If you ever change your mind, thank you. something hot from my throat, maybe to loosen things up. Apologize. This usually doesn't happen to me. I usually sound like this. My wife is a fantastic singer, Nancy Josephson. I got to tell you this story because it's really hilarious. Linda Ronstadt is an old friend of mine and a friend of hers. And Nancy and Linda were talking on the phone one time. And Linda says to Nancy, "You know, you sing really loud." And Nancy says, "Well, you sing loud." She says, "Yeah, I know, but you sing really loud. Boy, do you sing? You know, I've only ever sung with one person who sings as loud as you do. Pavarotti." So my wife sings loud.
Right up your alley.
Does anybody know what the fuck gluten is? Is there anybody in the whole world who knows what gluten is?
I've seen it once.
I had one once and the wheels fell off.
I think it's a Yiddish word.
You know, I might believe in Santa Claus, but I don't believe in gluten. A lot of dumb shit before I'll believe it. The Easter Bunny, no gluten.
It's made of gluten.
I mean, look what they named it. Gluten!
I don't know. It's funny laughing at people.
Ferris wheel, same old stuff, you know. And I walked around the grounds and top out a little tent. Man outside gave a speech, and this is how it went. She walks, she talks, she crawls around on her belly like a reptile. You know, that was the same old speech. Except for one part, he said, "Won't cost you no money, but you gotta pay." these little tiny, tiny little bitty tippy toes. Great big honking feet, but little tippy toes. And she proceeded to ultra shot plie, pas de deux, and do-si-do across the stage like this. That spoke to something deep within her. She loved that part of the stage. No, I mean, she loved that part of the stage. Right there in front of God and everybody. It was disgusting. I loved it. She went like this. She went. Superfluous, something so phenomenologically extraneous, something so municipally hirsute. That to this very moment in time, I doubt the evidence of my own oracular organs. Because standing there alone upon the stage, at this point, clad merely in one flimsy sneeze, having discarded the scarf ages ago, without saying a word, without making a sound, without uttering a noise, without a single audible, intelligible syllable issuing from betwixt those firm but pliant, moist, and oh so inviting ruby red lips. It seemed to me as though the very movements of her body were calling out my name. Yes, she went like this, she went. She went.
she smiled a smile for the whole world to see. She turned her head and she looked right at me. I must have jumped at least 10 feet in the air. When I calmed down, that girl wasn't there. Oh, Sharon, what do you do to this man?
Secret I shouldn't tell. I'm gonna go to heaven in a split pea shell. Oh Lordy me, and didn't we shake up sugary? Everything I had done and gone. You know, I pawned my watch and I sold the chain. I'd have sold myself, but I was too ashamed. Oh, Lord, and me, didn't we shake up sugary? Everything I had done and gone. I've got a secret I shouldn't tell. Boys, I'm gonna go to heaven in a split pea shell. Oh, Lord, and me, didn't we shake up sugary? Everything I did. Oh, Lord, and me, and didn't we shake up sugary? Everything I had done and gone.
Thank you.